Outside, he found himself standing on a high, mid-level branch, veiled in curtains of leaves and vines. A young male of the warrior Yuvovo handed him a leaf bowl of cold, fragrant water. Grateful, he drained it in a single gulp, then went in search of the faint dissonance that he had heard through the interweave of songs. He found Rory's Vudron on a lower branch round the other side of the immense tree. A female unburdener, cloaked and hooded, inclined her head as Chell approached. The woody shell of the chest-high Vudron was dark and rough, its upper surface bearing patches of moss, while the edges of the doorway were smooth with use. Gingerly, he put out a hand to the Vudron, lightly brushing the wood with his fingertips.
"Fire, choking smoke, wheeling stars,"
and quickly snatched them back. Rory seemed to be in the grip of a powerful and vivid dream of destruction. Reflecting upon his own Vudron vision, Chell wondered if Rory was coping with the intensity and the resulting turbulence of thought.
"Perhaps I can help him face it all," he thought. "Perhaps even help his healing."
He reached out to touch the Vudron and again saw. Fire was burning in a recess in the wall of a narrow corridor. Smoke hung in a hazy layer, and a shaven-headed human male coughed hoarsely as he rushed up to the fire with a small extinguisher and unleashed its contents. All sound, though, was muffled, even the man roaring in agony in a small chamber off to the right, where the floor was spattered with blood. Chell turned away, horrified and confused, and a cloud of smoke and steam engulfed him for a moment. When it cleared, he was standing on the upper section of a medium-sized split-level room that narrowed towards a wide, curved window, beyond which starry night swung and spun. There were several humans there, among them Gregory Cameron, deep in discussion with another human male, and down on the lower level was Rory, who seemed uninvolved in what was going on. Faces were smeared with ash and expressions were grim. Then Rory at last spotted Chell and ascended to join him.
"Chell! What are you doing in my dream?"
Rory grinned.
"Pretty amazing, eh? And then they have spack at the mountain think I've nae imagination."
Then his voice lowered as he leaned closer.
"Listen, were we gonna do a job for that big Legion cyborg bastard? I mean, did we escape or did we, you know, betray the others?"
He swallowed.
"Are we dead?"
Chell shook his head.
"We're not dead, Rory. And we managed not to betray the other humans, although the mechs still carried out their ambush. We are under the protection of a Yuvovo daughter forest, and it is healing you while you sleep."
Rory was visibly relieved.
"God, I was thinking the worst there. So why am I getting this weird dream? I mean, there's Greg, but I can weave and shout and jump up and down, but he doesn't even annihilate. Mind you, they're all like ghosts. Can he touch anybody?"
"That may be the answer,"
Chell said, glancing up at the human.
"This may not be a dream. It may be happening right now."
Rory suddenly looked worried.
"But that means he's on a busted ship in the middle of a battle.